it was presented to me as a Baha'i Youth Conference, and I went there sort of with that understanding. And when I got there, I learned that it wasn't really just a Baha'i Youth Conference. It was a conference that was intended for any youth who had been exposed to the way that Baha'is are trying to put a positive change in the world, and anyone who believed in that. So it was more a conference for the betterment of the world.
What did you do there?
Well, I think the most interesting thing for me was in our smaller sessions when we got to talking about just the different struggles that each of these communities have. For instance, we were working with youth from Ketchikan and Wrangell, just talking about different ways that we can get things going and find a way to present this material to folks that is approachable. Because I think one of the things that really turns people off when you try to talk about something like this is that they're comfortable with their religion, or just it's a touchy subject and they don't want to go near it. So one of the things that was good for me was to sort of realize that the focus of this material isn't on, you know, we're teaching you this because we're interested in helping you learn about the Baha'i faith or making you become a Baha'i. It's where we have this information and it's been proven to bond communities, and there's a value to that.
So it was more than lessons in proselytizing?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, that's one of the things that I really love about the Baha'i faith is that it's all about an independent search for the truth. And that's something that, you know, each of us has to put some effort towards. For instance, the Baha'i faith doesn't have any clergy. We have a governing body that helps with making decisions, but ultimately it's up to the individual to go out and decide what they want for themselves to believe.
You mentioned that there were others from Southeast and mm-hmm. from Alaska. How many young people from Alaska went?
There were about 40 youth from Alaska, and then the rest were from Canada. So it was a relatively small group.
Now, the numbers are pretty small if you had 40 youth compared to, you know, Catholic Church or organized Protestant, you know, denominations. How's that feel?
It can be difficult sometimes, especially, you know, you're going throughout your daily life, you know, in a town like Petersburg or Wrangell. And, you know, we do have a good core of Baha'is in the community. But that was one of the really valuable aspects of the conference, I think, for many of these youth who are relatively isolated, is to go to this conference and get to see that this is really something that's going on throughout the world. And it's a world religion. And it hasn't taken root here as much as it has in other places, but it's good to see the effect that it can have.
And you mentioned these programs in communities. Maybe you can describe, you know, what happens.
Yeah,
there?
Sure. There's a couple of different levels of these programs. There's books that have been prepared to demonstrate moral issues for pre-youth and children. And the idea is that these books would be presented by youth, ages 15 to 30. And then the youth, in turn, would be taking these classes known as the Ruhi courses. So there's different books that are prepared to sort of facilitate discussion between folks on topics such as prayer and meditation, life and death. So I think that we're going to be looking to sort of increase participation in these and educate people as to what the programs are.
I'm sure you have a brief description of what the Baha'i faith is, because mm-hmm. I'm sure when you mention it, some folks don't know what it is.
Yeah, definitely.
So in your own words, tell me about the Baha'i faith.
Well, the Baha'i faith is a new world religion. It was founded about 160-odd years ago, but it came as the Baha'u'llah is the most recent prophet and brought the word of God for this day. Basically, we believe in the unity of mankind, and Baha'u'llah came with these messages to unify mankind. So one of our core beliefs is of the progressive revelation of God. So we've had these manifestations coming throughout time, bringing the new message for the day that people can understand, because as society changes and mankind's capacity expands, it requires new guidance.